Distorted View Daily proudly presents Teenage Girls with Tourette's Applying Nail Polish.
You didn't get it all, Grandma. You're being careless.
Stupid. Alyssa, get your foot up.
You're being careless. You might as well don't do it at all.
You can't.
F*** that and f*** you. I can't. Whoops, I got it on the chair. Oh, well. Hate you.
Sometimes I think, oh my God, you know, I can't handle this anymore. And then I think, what do parents do that have terminally ill children? And that's how I have to deal with it.
Grandma, can you come do my other one, please?
Need it.
Not be careless. The second one. Can you count?
One, two, three!
That was smart, Alyssa. Because now you
can you count?
All over me.
Don't get mad at me. I have Tourette's, damn it.
That's the one I love the best.
Get your...
I have Tourette's! Come on!
Alyssa, is your hair done?
Yeah.
It's past me 30.
Yeah! Yeah!
You're being careless, Grandma. I want 2 cheeseburgers, and don't load it up with a bunch of bull shit!
I don't give a shit! Shit! Shit!
I love Tourette sufferers. Hey freaks, it's Friday, March 28th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, is your virtual penis legal? A shocking DB investigation. Plus, Craigslist fucks over yet another person. And, first wombat rape, now Bigfoot is getting in on the action. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Little Timmy Henson's got a problem. Maybe the listeners can help him. Send money, send porn, send anything you got, cause little Timmy's gonna need a little something more. 2, 3, 4. Tim Henson's Tranny Adventure. Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. I got that song stuck in my head today. I miss Ty, whatever happened to him. We'll play a little bit of that at the end of the show for you new listeners who don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I got a great show for you, ending the week with Big Friday program. This weekend is very exciting for me. I wanted to do a weekend program for you guys, but again, I'm heading up to my hometown of Ashtabula for my niece's birthday party, but then I'm getting my dogs on Sunday, my Boston Terrier, Walter. So he's like, 9, 10 weeks old at this point, and I'm picking him up, and it's exciting, but I'm thinking, you know, I have to leave here in a little bit, so unfortunately there's no weekend show, and Monday, I'm not sure how it's going to go. We'll see how the puppy's doing. There might be a show, there might not. Tuesday, we'll definitely be back with an extended show, though. I might do a best of show on Monday. We'll see how things go. But anyways, I was thinking about pets, and I'm more of a dog person, and it's okay, some people are cat people or whatever, but I was thinking about, the more undesirable pets, like the ones at the shelter that are afraid of people, and I found this great video on YouTube. I don't think I've played it before on the show. It's a woman at a shelter, and she wants to introduce everyone to one of the pets. I guess the cat's name is Burger.
I want everybody to meet Burger and Fries.
That noise is the cat. Like, that's not me. That's not anyone, like, doing a voice. That's the cat, and it is pissed.
Burger
and fries. Oh. Congratulations, you just sealed your fate. Into the oven you go. Now, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I've got a couple more pieces of audio for you. You know, a couple days ago we played a clip from a porno where a guy just hangs a naked woman. She dies, and that's pretty much it. I don't understand how guys get off on this, but this is a very similar type of porno where an intruder goes into a blonde chick's house and shoots her a couple times. The end. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
here to repay for it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been living here about 2 months. I'm Cindy Lou. Can you get out of my house,
please? I'm Cindy Lou. You don't understand. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. Please, no. Fine acting.
Please
don't take it personally.
I don't know if you can hear what he said. He said, please don't take it personally, as he shoots her in the back of the head.
Oh.
That one actually went into her stomach. Now, I've dabbled in acting a bit, and I know, less is more. That's the number one rule in acting. The second rule in acting is, of course, porn stars can't act. Because you notice, when she got shot, her moans sound pretty much the same as when she's getting fucked by a huge black cock. Fuck me! Fuck me with that black cock! It's too big!
Please!
No! Just the tip!
Please.
Go slow! And I think she gets shot again, this time in the mouth. That is pretty juicy. I will give whoever was in charge of the gore credit. Nice little splatter there. So there you go. And then the camera's just on this dead girl for like 3 minutes, watching the blood drip down onto her pert nipples. Crimson ooze sliding out of the corner of her mouth, dripping onto her snatch. Oh my god, I need a jerk off. Masturbate to the thought of her massive head wound. Who whacks off to stuff like that? That's creepy. You should be on some sort of government list if you buy that porno.
When I watch that bitch dripping with blood, I like to imagine it's Jodie Foster.
Pause. I'm off to shoot Reagan. One more piece of audio before we get into the news. This is of Busta Rhymes. This is the first time I think we've ever played Busta Rhymes on the show. Probably the last as well. He's in England and some English bitches are recording him. He refuses to take pictures. He's a busy man, Busta, I guess. And the people behind the camera say that he's ignorant and he hears them. And that's when the confrontation begins.
Come here. Move the camera, for example, now.
Oh.
Busta, I want a photo! I want a photo, Busta! Busta Rhymes!
Oh, English girl, that accent is the worst.
Busta, come here, have a photo!
A photo! I want a photo! I want a photo with Busta Rhymes! Give me a photo!
Busta, come here, have a photo!
Photo!
Oh my god, I am...
That is so ignorant.
Oh...
Why would you do such a thing?
I caught you ignorant because you won't take a photo with us, Busta Rhymes.
Such an inconsiderate bitch.
Yes, I agree with Busta Rhymes.
I have to use the bathroom. You call me ignorant because I got a rush. Shit.
Busta Rhymes gotta take a shit, man. Nature's calling. Stop busting his balls about it.
Since when did I need your permission to take a shit? I gotta come down the order and have a shit on myself.
Hey, the children.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the worst part. Some British cunt said, hey, there's children here. As if, you know, he's a rapper, for Christ's sakes. He doesn't give a shit. It's not like rappers are on their best behavior when they're around children. But she won't give it up. It's like a way of, like, trying to, like, deflect the fact that this girl called him ignorant, and now she's trying to make it about him saying a bad word.
Hey, there's children.
If that's what you want me to do,
there's children.
I'm not asking okay. you that. I'm asking you about the consideration that you should still have with me as a human being.
There's children here!
You call me ignorant, right?
Yeah, we get it! Oh my god.
You think that it's okay to call me whatever you want? That's what you think? Have respect for people.
And now the British are like, just ignore him. He's an ass. No, I think he's perfectly justified in bitching at you because you called him ignorant for no reason because he wouldn't take a fucking picture with your 12-year-old British fucking snaggletooth whore of a daughter. But think of the children! The children! Like, children don't hear 10 times worse than bitch and shit. That's what always blows my mind when these parents are like, don't swear around my baby! Do you not remember when you were in school talking about killing your parents and skull-fucking them or whatever kids talk about? I mean, a little shit and bitch, that's nothing. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Yes, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the DVR archives. We do extended shows like the one we did earlier this week. Last Friday we did an exclusive show. Unfortunately, this weekend we're not going to be doing one because I'm going to be out of town. However, starting in the month of May, if you're a Sideshow member, you'll continue to get all of that extra content, plus every single episode of Distorted View. Free Side members will get 3 to 4 new episodes of Distorted View a week. So one or two a week are going to be Sideshow exclusive episodes. For you freeloading, non-paying listeners, you'll still get 3 or 4 episodes a week. So really, there's no better time to sign up now if you don't want to miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right? First story we have for you today. I don't know. A man who claims that he was molested by Bigfoot as a child was ordered to serve 20 years in prison for being a total jackass. No, for his own molestation-related activities. Look, if you were ass-raped by Bigfoot, that's a pretty big cock. He has a big foot. Imagine his penis. You would think... You'd know the pain of rape, and you would want to not inflict that on anyone else, right? Gene R. Morrill, I guess it doesn't work like that. Gene R. Morrill, 57, of New Ipswich, New Hampshire, had previously pleaded guilty in Stafford Circuit Court to 20 charges, Jesus, stemming from his efforts to solicit 13-year-old boys over the internet. I just like the term efforts. It seems so noble. Look, you gotta give the molester credit. He really did put a lot of effort into it. Not only that, but he has a very active imagination. Yes, defense attorney Terrence Patton cited Morrill's mental health issues. Really? This guy has mental health issues? Didn't see that one coming. Yeah, the defense attorney cited Morrill's mental health issues in seeking leniency from the judge. Morrill told an investigator preparing his pre-sentence report about being sexually assaulted by the legendary Bigfoot, a real celebrity. Bigfoot is said to be between 7 and 10 feet tall and covered in dark brown or dark reddish hair. Patton said Morrill really believes the assault happened. However, Morrill was determined to be mentally competent to stand trial. If this guy is mentally competent to stand trial, who the hell isn't? No, this guy's fine. We'll just need to get a translator. Next.
I am the President of the United States! My name is Manessa!
No, this guy is mentally competent to stand trial. He knows his name. Next.
She's not a Christian!
She could be a Jew and believe in God.
It doesn't matter. She's tampering and doubt-sided stuff! Yes, she did! The entire house is dark-sided. Yeah. She is dark-sided too!
All right, I'll give you that one. Cuckoo. Marguerite, we're going to go to a nice padded room. Morrill was convicted of 5 counts of attempting to take indecent liberties with a child.
Yes!
5 counts of using electronic equipment to solicit a juvenile.
Yes!
And 10 counts of reproducing child pornography.
And I know, well, someone with Tatum, anything in police, doing anything with my family! Get out!
Second story we have for you today. This one is great because very rarely on the show do I read a news story that's not gross or disgusting or really offensive in any way. I just thought this was really funny. This one comes from Jacksonville, Oregon. A pair of hoax ads on Craigslist cost an Oregon man much of what he owned. The ads popped up Saturday afternoon saying the owner of a Jacksonville home was forced to leave the area suddenly and his belongings, including a horse, were free for the taking. The only problem is the owner, Robert Salisbury, had no plans to leave whatsoever. The independent contractor was on vacation when he got a call from a woman who had stopped by his house to claim his horse. On his way home, he stopped a truck loaded down with his work ladders, lawnmower, and weed eater. Quote, I informed them that I was the owner, but they refused to give the stuff back, he said. They showed me the Craigslist printout and told me they had the right to do what they did. The driver then sped away after rebuking Salisbury. On his way home, he spotted other cars filled with his belongings. Once home, he was greeted by close to 30 people rummaging through his barn and front porch. Oh, if we only had Cornswald's address. It would really be like Christmas for me. The trespassers, armed with printouts of the ad, tried to brush him off. They honestly thought that because it appeared on the internet, it was true. That is a disturbing thought. There's this walrus, and he can talk, and he is sad because someone took his bucket. It's true, because I saw it online. Big fat loser. Jacksonville police and Jackson County Sheriff's deputies arrived, but by then several cars packed with Salisbury's property had fled. He turned some license plate numbers over to police. Michelle Easley had seen the ad that claimed Salisbury's horse had been declared abandoned by the sheriff's department and was free to a good home. I can't stand to see a horse suffer, so I drove out there and got her. The horse didn't look abandoned. She's in good shape for being 32 years old. It looked odd, so she left a note on Salisbury's door. Climbing up on Salisbury. No, this is Salisbury's door, not hill. I gotta give it to Peter Gabriel. He's always willing to help out on the show. Yes. Items can be returned with no questions asked. Detectives have contacted Craigslist's legal team to try and trace the ad. Meanwhile, Salisbury could not even relax on his porch swing because someone took it. There you go. Final story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
A dispute over sales of virtual sex toys has resulted in a real-life slap on the wrist for a Texas teenager. Eros, LLC, a Tampa Bay area company that creates virtual sex scripts in the online world Second Life. You know how you can, like, I don't know if you guys have ever been on Second Life. I was on it for, like, a second, and I thought it was retarded. But you have, like, money, virtual currency, which you can actually, like, pay real money and then get Second Life currency. It's ridiculous that anyone would even do this. But you can buy actual products, well, virtual products for your Second Life characters, like outfits, a guitar. Sure, maybe you want to have your little Second Life guy play the guitar. They have, like, little virtual guitars. And some company came up with virtual penises, like, because your Second Life character doesn't come with, like, genitalia. So you can actually have genitalia. You can buy it through this company called Eros. Eros, a Tampa Bay area company that creates virtual sex scripts in the online world Second Life, sued Robert Leatherwood, 19, last year, claiming he copied, displayed, or distributed their products without permission. Their creations allow Second Life users to equip their online personas, or avatars, with realistic genitalia and engage the avatars in various sexual actions. I can't imagine anything more sad than making your virtual characters have sex with one another. Like, how much of a loser are you? This company should really have a trade-in program. Because if you're going to have virtual sex using a fake penis, you don't deserve to have a real penis anymore. So you should say, all right, you cut off my cock, and in exchange, you give me a fake virtual penis. Because I'm not going to need any of this down here anymore. It's over for me. Oh, it's so sad. Anyways, a federal judge accepted a settlement in the case last week that doesn't involve money or an admission of wrongdoing from Leatherwood. Reached at his grandmother's home in Texas, he acknowledged he sold Eros products, but said the whole case had been overblown. I love how this kid doesn't take any responsibility. Yeah, I took their, you know, scripts or whatever, and I started selling it as my own, but, you know, it's all overblown. I did it in private, he said. I wasn't out to do a huge market thing. I was doing it for a little bit of money. He said he stopped selling Eros products online a year ago and rarely uses Second Life anymore. He called the case ridiculous. Francis Taney, a Pennsylvania attorney representing the company, said owner Kevin Alderman of Lutz, Florida, is, quote, moving on. Taney said the case is one of two real-world legal fights he's launched on Eros' behalf involving activity inside Second Life. While settlements don't create legal precedents, Taney said the case does seem to transfer some real-world principles to the online universe. This is a technology that has to be dealt with by lawyers, by business people, blah, 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 blah. Shut up already. You can sell your fake penises again in peace. No one's going to bother you. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of ya. All right, let's check in with my freaky deaky, see what they're up to.
Deeks, if you're over 5, you have diabetes, and you're on Medicare...
Wilford Brimley's calling into the voicemail line.
...qualify for a free meter from Liberty Medical.
Nice.
If you have type 2 diabetes like I have,
do.
You're confronted with choices. You can choose to feel sorry for yourself.
I do.
I hope you don't.
Oh.
I hope you choose to get involved with a good doctor. Find
good
out
doctor.
Some things about diabetes and your Wake own ropes. Body in the bargain. You learn to check your own blood sugar and check it off.
Okay.
That, along with a simple diet and exercise program.
Thank you, Wilford.
Tim, this is Matt from thejamhole.com. I just wanted to say that we are all pulling for you in the election for president.
Thank you.
Please get rid of these old people, man. We're all pulling for you. Thejamhole.com.
I will do it. I will go state by state and just rid. Even if I don't get the nomination for president, I'll take matters into my own hand. I don't care.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak Adam from Maryland. Love the show. Listen, I just got finished listening to the Monday podcast. It was great. You're on a roll or something. I almost pissed myself when you're envisioning this old lady getting raped and sitting there pressing her life alert button just to save her.
Jesus Christ, I'm an asshole. When you people, like, tell me what I said on the show, I really... really seem like I'm a horrible person.
Some sort of, insensitive reenactment, but oh well, maybe some other time. But anyway, it got me thinking, Tim. This is just the ultimate time for you to get up, get on this presidential platform and get elected. Think about it. Euthanasia for all elderly, what does that do? It stimulates the economy. We're having a horrible economy here, Tim. Think of all the inheritance that comes in the economy.
Holy shit, you're right. That's all taxable, right?
Think of the Medicare savings, Tim. Now's your chance. Let's
That's go. Right. You are on a roll. That just got me thinking. I mean, we've got a whole Social Security and Medicare crisis coming in the next, 10, 15, 20 years, something like that. If we get rid of the old people now, we won't have the problem, and all that Social Security and Medicare money will be for us, the young people, the young, healthy people, so we can buy plasma TVs and stereos and V8 and Triscuits. I don't know. Whatever you want to buy. Ooh, yes. I feel alive.
Hey, Tim. It's Ron from Cleveland. I had a question to ask you about your show. When you do your voicemails, like now,
yes.
Do you listen to all of your voicemails, even the ones that you don't play on the show? Or,
no.
You know, when you're done with the show, you know, that's pretty much it. You just dump whatever voicemails you do.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I do it.
But anyways, I wanted to...
Yeah, what happens is when I try to save all of the voicemails that I get. And some days are light days where I only get like 5 or 6, and some days I'll get like 20. And obviously I can't play all 20, so I'll like just save like 8 or 9 of them and play them. And then, yeah, I kind of forget about the other ones.
Okay, so there's a Culver's down in Columbus. I used to go to those all the time when I was doing drum corps tours in the Midwest.
Right.
In Wisconsin, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
We got to get together sometime and meet up at Culver's or something. It's been like 2 years since I've had a Butterburger. They're fucking awesome.
They
are. They're awesome as hell.
Yeah, yeah, anytime you're down in Columbus, let me know. Or, you know, I can bring some up to you maybe sometime. I don't know how well they'll be after 3 hours in the car. But, yeah, Butterburgers are awesome. If you haven't been to a Culver's, I was just there yesterday, as a matter of fact, getting fatter. And I had, what the hell did I have? They have really good sundaes, too.
Hey,
cashew, caramel cashew thing.
Gotta get it up again.
Oh, this guy seems sad.
I talked to you in a while, man, and I ain't never on AIM anymore. And, yeah, apparently you got your cell phone number changed, so give me a call when you get this. Or...
Who is this?
Hey, Timmy, it's Rev. You gotta give me a call to what's up again.
Rev, oh my god, this guy is has been a great supporter of the show. He's been listening ever since the Tell Me days, and when I went to go to New York City to work very briefly for Sirius... We met up and we ate at a Sparrow, and I met his girlfriend and brother-in-law and everything. Ah, very nice, Rev. Yeah, I'll give you a call. Yeah, I did change my phone number.
Hey, Tim. It's Jonathan from Bryan, Ohio. Sorry, Joe members.
My listeners sound depressed.
Yeah, I was just watching that Jitterbug commercial again on TV.
Jitterbug.
I just had the worst thought cross my mind. Imagine, even just for one day, working in one of those call centers.
I would blow my fucking brains out.
Is get calls from old people that want to add numbers to their phone.
Oh, just be, I mean, people, if you think you have a shitty job, just imagine being a jitterbug representative on the phone.
Hey, Tim, Rob from Philly. Listen, I know everyone's been giving you Rick Rolls a lot recently, but I think that your all-time favorite band has been a little neglected recently.
B-52s?
I'm sorry, Tim.
Ah! No! No, Jay Giles, bad! By the way, speaking of the B-52s, I think they just came out with a new album. I heard it on one of the independent radio station here. they have a single out or something. So I don't know. I guess they have a new album coming out, or it did come out. So check out the new B-52s. Support our boy Fred Schneider. Rock Lobster! I got me a Chrysler. It seats about 20, so hurry up and get your jukebox money! Oh, I'm Fred from the B-52s! Oh! That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. The impression is great, I know. Yes, email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD? I don't give a shit, shit, shit!
I don't give a shit, shit, shit!
Vote for us at Podcast Alley, subscribe via iTunes, digusunding.com, and remember, we are relaunching our Sabotage Yahoo Answers campaign. As a matter of fact, I just got a couple emails from freaks who have been posting ridiculous, offensive, and just stupid questions and answers. Get in on the action, have some fun, email me what you've done, and I'll read them on the show sometime next week. Again, thank you guys so much for a great week. I had a blast. I hope you did too. We'll see you back on Monday or Tuesday. Until then, bye, everybody!
It's not a body. Hello, everybody. I'm Paige Hopkins. An object investigators thought could be the body of Lacey Peterson turns out to be an anchor. Divers pulled it out of the Berkeley Marina today. The 27-year-old pregnant woman